there, wonderful parents. It's Kathy here, your self-esteem booster and host on the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast, your go-to for parenting tips. I'm on a mission to help you reach your full potential and create a nurturing and safe family environment. I am not here to beat you up for your past parenting mistakes, but instead to focus on three critical pillars that I learned from being a parent and grandparent that turned myself and my family life around. My three pillars are assertive communication, conflict resolution, and those all-important healthy boundaries, all of which lead to raising self-esteem in your children and yourself. So let's get started. Co-parenting is hard work. From my experience, watching friends co-parent is one of the most challenging life experiences for everyone involved. From you, to your children, to your family, and your ex-family. I have listened to friends as they anguish between asking their partner to leave or putting up with the behavior from addictions. I was there to emotionally support them the day their ex moved out. Would there be a backlash? If so, what kind of backlash? What do you tell the kids who are just starting school? Now what? How do you parent your children in a healthy manner? I have also listened to another friend who expressed their anger and frustrations at their ex because they didn't stick to the schedule and didn't financially support their children and left it all up to the one spouse. For most, there is no easy path to co-parenting. However, here are ideas that might help you in your co-parenting journey. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of co-parenting. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Understanding parenting styles will help you to know how your parents parented you. Here are four main parenting styles. There's the authoritarian. This is the strict parent who lays down the law and expects obedience. The authoritarian style is the parenting style that causes power struggles. Then there's the permissive parent. This parent is more laid back and flexible, letting the kids have a say. It's like being the cool aunt or uncle who always lets you stay up past bedtime. Then there's the uninvolved parent. This is when a parent is checked out and not involved in their kids' lives. It's like having a ghost parent who's there but not really. And lastly, there is the balanced approach, where there are rules, but there's room for discussion and understanding. Like my friends, as hard as they tried and deliberated whether to split or to stay, they made the difficult decision to separate. Now what? How are the two of you going to co-parent your children? Co-parenting is all about teamwork, even when the team isn't on the same page. It's when separated or divorced parents come together to raise their children, working together to decide their kids' upbringing, education, health, and overall well-being. Ideal co-parenting means putting aside personal differences and focusing on what's best for the children. It's creating a supportive and stable environment for them to thrive despite the changes in family structure. I don't know of any separated parents who co-parent this way, because usually the relationship between parents is toxic. Now let's talk about the three main co-parenting models. Think of them as different paths you can take on this co-parenting journey. First, there's parallel parenting. This one's like having separate lanes on a highway. You and your ex do your own thing when it comes to parenting. You're not always on the same page, but you're still moving forward without stepping too much on each other's toes. Then there's the conflicted parenting. Okay, this one's tricky. It's like trying to drive a car with one person pushing the gas pedal and the other hitting the brakes. There's a lot of tension and disagreement, making things difficult for everyone involved. And finally, there's cooperative parenting. It's like two teammates on the same soccer field. You and your ex work together, passing the ball back and forth, figuratively of course, and making decisions about your kids as a team. It's all about communication and teamwork. Remember, co-parenting isn't always easy, but it's worth it for the sake of the youngsters. As mentioned, most parents separate because of a toxic relationship. Here are a few ideas for co-parenting when you have a challenging ex with narcissistic tendencies. Co-parenting with a narcissist can feel like you're navigating a minefield. Unpredictable and potentially explosive because they prioritize their needs and desires over others. Co-parenting with a narcissist makes it challenging to establish healthy boundaries and effective communication. They may engage in manipulative tactics, gaslighting, and power struggles, making it difficult to co-parent cooperatively and harmoniously. In such situations, you must prioritize your well-being and the well-being of your children. Set clear boundaries. Seek support from therapists or mediators, and document interactions for legal purposes if necessary. I am by no means an expert on identifying nor advising you on co-parenting with a narcissistic spouse, and I strongly urge you to seek help and get assistance. Co-parenting can be like navigating a maze sometimes. And just like in a maze, you might encounter some twists and turns. Here are five ways you can try to build a healthy relationship with your ex, along with examples and solutions to help you find your way out. First, every time you and your ex try to make decisions for your youngsters, it turns into a full-blown argument. For example, you and your ex can't agree on disciplining your child. They think timeouts work best, but you prefer taking away privileges. Find common ground by focusing on what's best for each child. You can agree to combine both methods or try different approaches to see what works. Undermining each other. It's like trying to build a sandcastle with someone who keeps knocking it down. You and your ex might not see eye to eye on everything, but constantly undermining each other's authority can cause confusion and resentment for your youngsters. For example, you tell your child they can't have dessert before dinner, but when they go to your ex's house, they get ice cream right before the meal. Try chatting with your ex about presenting a united front to your kids. Try to develop some basic rules and boundaries you both can agree on and stick to them as much as possible. using the kids as pawns. This one's a toughie. Sometimes, your ex might use the youngsters as leverage to get what they want from you. Whether withholding visitation or bad-mouthing you in front of the kids, it's not fair to anyone involved. Let's say your ex changes the weekend visitation with the kids at the last minute because they're upset with you about something unrelated. Try keeping the focus on your kids' well-being and try to put any personal conflicts aside. Then there's lack of communication. It's like trying to play the game telephone with someone not even in the same room. When there's a lack of communication between co-parents, important information can slip through the cracks, causing misunderstandings and frustrations. For example, your child's teacher sends home a note about an upcoming school event, but your ex forgets to pass it along to you. Make communication a priority by setting up regular check-ins or using tools like shared calendars and messaging apps to keep each other in the loop. It might take some extra effort, but it's worth it in the long run. And lastly, disrespecting boundaries. Everyone needs their space, including co-parents. When your ex constantly oversteps boundaries or tries to control everything, it can create resentment and strain in the co-parenting relationship. Here, your ex shows up unannounced at your house during your designated parenting time without checking in first. You can talk with your ex about respecting each other's boundaries and sticking to the agreed-upon schedule. Boundaries are essential in all areas of our lives, especially when it comes to co-parenting. To help with the above situations, I have learned there are great co-parenting apps. A good co-parenting app can be a lifesaver when it comes to co-parenting in the digital age. But with so many options out there, knowing what to look for is important. Co-parenting apps can end up one-sided, but they provide a means to document what happens. Here is what to look for in a co-parenting app. Firstly, ease of use is critical. The app should be intuitive and user-friendly for both of you. It should also offer features like shared calendars for scheduling parenting time and events, messaging platforms for accessible communication, and expense tracking for managing shared finances. Security is another essential factor. The app should prioritize privacy and data protection to keep sensitive information safe. A word of caution: when using apps, be mindful of syncing so that information stays only between you and your ex. Customization options allow customization to fit your family's unique needs and preferences. Co-parenting apps should be accessible across various operating systems, such as iOS and Android, and devices like smartphones, tablets, and computers, to ensure both of you can easily access and use the app regardless of your tech preferences. Additionally, check if the app offers offline access or synchronization options to stay connected even without an internet connection. My friends continue to struggle with their exes, and their children continue to struggle with their hurts. I listen and support them with love and compassion. With separation comes hurt, pain, and anger. But holding on to all those toxic emotions only hurts you. It doesn't hurt your ex at all because they move on. Forgiveness is a process to work through, and it is the greatest gift you can give to yourself. Remember, change begins with ourselves. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I bring this episode to a close, I invite you to listen to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters, which drops every Thursday. Discover strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery. And join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Next week's episode is about sibling rivalry, the ultimate showdown between brothers and sisters. It's like a never-ending game of competition and bickering. But why does it happen? Well, imagine you and your sibling are two totally different characters in a video game. Sometimes you both want to be the main character, and that's when things get interesting. Tune in next week to this episode to discover why siblings sometimes clash and how you can level up your family game by dealing with rivalry like a pro. There is always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?